Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, December 20th. Welcome to Day 335. The Republican tax bill passed the Senate in a 51-48 vote. The New York Times and Washington Post say no Democrats backed the bill. The House, forced to vote a second time on the $1.5 trillion tax bill, approved it in a 224-201 vote. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is expected to head to Trump's desk in the coming days. Meanwhile, Bloomberg and Talking Points memo say Trump claimed the Republican tax bill, quote, essentially repealed Obamacare. The bill eliminates the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate, but Trump said, quote, we didn't want to bring it up until the legislation had passed. Trump also criticized the news media for its demeaning coverage of tax reform. Quote, the tax cuts are so large and so meaningful, and yet the fake news is working overtime to follow the lead of their friends, the defeated Dems, and only demean, Trump tweeted, adding, jobs, jobs, jobs. Next up, the Washington Post says Sarah Huckabee Sanders attributed Trump's low approval rating to the media's coverage of him. The tax bill is Trump's first legislative accomplishment since entering the White House nearly a year ago. Trump's 35% approval rating is an historic low for a president at this point in their first term. Donald Trump Jr. suggested that people at the highest levels of government have conspired to block his father's agenda.
You know, my father talked about a rigged system throughout the campaign, and people are, oh, what are you talking about? But it is, and you're seeing it. There is, and there are, people at the highest levels of government that don't want to let America be America.
Trump Jr. made the comments at a gathering of young conservative activists during an event in West Palm Beach, Florida. Next, congressional Democrats are stepping back from their pledge to force a vote on DACA by the end of the month. The Washington Post says dozens of Democrats vowed to withhold support for the Republican spending legislation if the GOP refused to allow a vote on the DREAM Act, which would allow roughly 1.2 million immigrants to legally remain in the United States. But a group of Democrats facing re-election in conservative states next year say they aren't willing to hold the line, which means the party will likely be unable to block the spending bill. And Bloomberg and The Guardian are reporting that Nikki Haley told the United Nations that Trump would be taking names of the countries that vote against his recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. In a letter to several countries, including U.S. allies, Haley warned that, quote, the president will be watching this vote carefully and has requested I report back on those countries who vote against us. We will take note of each and every vote on this issue. Here's Haley speaking to the UN after the U.S. was isolated in a 14-1 vote requesting that Trump withdraw his recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The fact that this veto is being done in defense of American sovereignty and in defense of America's role in the Middle East peace process is not a source of embarrassment for us. It should be an embarrassment to the remainder of the Security Council. The United States will not be told by any country where we can put our embassy. Buried even deeper in the jargon of this resolution is the accusation that the United States is setting back the prospects of peace in the Middle East. That is a scandalous charge. What we witnessed here today in the Security Council is an insult. It won't be forgotten. It's one more example of the United Nations doing more harm than good in addressing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Today, for the simple act of deciding where to put our embassy, the United States was forced to defend its sovereignty. The record will reflect that we did so proudly.
And now to the polls. Gallup says 79% of Americans say they're frequently stressed out, and 41% say they lack the time to do what they want. CNN says 56% of voters say they'll vote for a Democrat in the 2018 midterm election, 38% plan to vote for a Republican. And NBC News says 36% of Americans say they would vote for Trump in 2020. 38% are dead set on voting against Trump, and an additional 14% say they'll probably vote for the Democrat on the ballot. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The use of the angry button on Facebook by Democrats has more than doubled since the presidential election. 2. Paul Ryan called reports of his retirement rank speculation. And 3. France will ban the production of all oil and gas by 2040. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.